I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today is a very special day in the Christian tradition, in the Judeo-Christian tradition for Christians and Jews. And I am, this weekend, I would say, how about I be a little more, be accurate and say this weekend. And I am convinced that there were some things said today that kind of reinforce what I am getting at. And what is I'm getting at? What Ben talking about? I am saying that clearly when you go to these services, you hear themes and concepts and ideas put out there like liberation and resurrection and life after death and community building and sacrifice. I am certain that all of those were one way or the other part of the rhetoric that some of us heard this morning in our faith traditions, wherever we went and gathered. But I wonder sometimes, you know, our faith traditions where we gather our communities, some of the things that are said there, even that get connected with these holidays, are they good for us? Are they bad for us? I want to know what you think. This is your chance to talk about organized religion with Dr. Harold Bennett. I told some of y'all this day was coming. I even told Brother Raymond I was going to give him a chance to take Jesus down. Here you go, Raymond. Go ahead, Raymond.
Yes, sir, my brother.
Mm-hmm. I told you, man. I told you I'm gonna give you a chance to take Jesus down.
Yes, sir. My brother, much appreciated, Brother Bennett. You're a good brother, regardless of our differences, because you know we all in this thing together, good brother.
Go ahead,
am I
man.
Right?
Oh, we in it, man. I've been waiting to hear what you are gonna say, man, because I got this strange feeling, man. You gonna say something that very few of us have thought about.
Well, good brother, you know, like an old player of mine, he used to say when he was out there, you know, wheeling and dealing, he used to tell the old girls, he said, baby, I just want to put something on your mind. I just want to put some fat on your mind.
Okay.
So all I want to do, good brother, just put a little fat on the brothers and sisters' minds this afternoon.
Go ahead, Ray. Oh, no, okay. You're right, man. Look, I want to hear what you got to say. This is your day. Make your case, Raymond. Make your case.
Yes, sir. Well, everybody claims that Jesus was hung on a cross, but he was really hung on a tree.
Uh-huh.
My proof, Acts 10:39, which reads that Jesus was hung on a tree,
uh-huh,
not a cross. That's the King James Version, okay? Now, if this character was hung from a tree, Brother Bennett, or a cross, and to celebrate his hanging, Christians called it Good Friday. Now, how can a tree hanging or a cross hanging be called good? Now, let's do some mathematics.
Let's do the math.
Now, they claim that he rose on the third day, am I right?
That's what the tradition says.
Okay. Now, add up the days from Friday to Sunday. How many days is that, my brother?
Was that 2 days, maybe?
2 days. So, therefore, Brother Bennett, Monday would have been the actual day this character was supposed to have risen up in space. Now, with that said, he had some people who went with him. My proof. I come with proof. Let's go to Luke 24:51.
Yeah, drop it on.
It states, now it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Key word, carried. I thought he was supposed to have resurrected by himself.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't see it. I don't understand the conflicts that as of yet. I mean, because you talk about carrying. Do you mean in the sense of some physical force lifted? It says he was carried.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm just going by your
right.
Bible.
But
Luke 24:51. I'm giving it to you.
But
so
Raymond,
you can look it up.
Raymond, but it doesn't say person. It said he was carried. But what carried him? It doesn't. All right, let me make an English thing here. He was carried. That's a passive construction. meaning that in some kind of way, Jesus was the object of the verb. Something was the something else carried Jesus. Jesus was acted upon. Now, the question is, what was it that acted upon Jesus? Was it force? Was it nature? Was it God? It just simply says he was carried, but it didn't tell you who carried him.
Who carried him?
Well, but what I'm saying, that doesn't mean, but that doesn't mean people carried him. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't, it leaves that open.
Well, that's my point, brother. That Bible and that Christianity is confusion. Now, if people believe that, let's look at the word believe. That's the word called belie. And the word belie, as you already know, it fails to fulfill or justify a claim. And it also means betrayed. And we have been betrayed, Brother Bennett, with all of these religions.
Like what? How? Tell me, how has Islam betrayed us?
Oh, my brother, Islam. Well, if you want to go deep into Islam, really the true force of Islam, an ex-Muslim, was Alet. Alet was the female deity of Allah. Muslims never tell you that. And also, how could somebody kill somebody and go up to heaven and be with 72 virgins? And to me, that's something that I cannot get next to. When you die and go up and be with 72 virgins, and also there was slavery with Islam. Matter of fact, there still is slavery. And we got to realize that Islam enslaved us before Christianity. Muslims enslaved us 600 years before Christianity. Now, let's get back to Jesus.
Okay, well, hold on. I want to make sure I was taking notes. And this, mm-hmm. Raymond, I hate to say this, but I'm going to have to hold you over because I'm going to a break. When I come back, I'm going to let you finish. Then I got some other callers I'm going to get to after I hear Brother Raymond's dissertation. And after I launch my counterattack, because I got some stuff I'm gonna share with Raymond. I think Raymond be playing around too much. I'm gonna go out to Raymond. Raymond, I'm gonna come and get you in a few minutes.
Let's play some hardball.
Oh, Ray, bro. Ray, I'm gonna come and get you, baby. The hand to hand combat about to go down.
I'm ready for you.
All right, okay.
I got my artillery, good bro.
Okay, all right. Don't go nowhere. I got to get back to this brother. I got a brother in the chamber. Let's see what's happening, Raymond.
Yes, sir, good brother. Let's go on and
let's get down with it. Down all right. All right. Now, go ahead.
There's a Frenchman, mm-hmm. a white Frenchman by the name of Count Volney, Volney, from France. And he treated black people with the utmost of respect. And I'm going to quote him from one of his books.
Okay.
He said that once Africans started worshiping Islam and Christianity, it messed up their minds. And I also want you to write this down, Brother Bennett. I don't want to, hog the phone. Renata Jones, R-A-I-N-E-T-T-A, Renata Jones, Human Sacrifices in the Bible. That's on YouTube. Check that out, good brother. Now, I'm going to close with this, if I may.
Yeah, but let me tell you what I don't want you to run no way. Don't throw no rock and run off and hide now. What I want you to tell me is why, what is bad? What is bad about these religions? What themes, what ideas, Christianity and Islam, what do they have that's not good for us? I want you to pinpoint something for me, Brother Raymond.
Well, good brother, I feel if the pale Christians and the pale Muslims, how come they have all the businesses? Where is this Jesus? Where is this God? While we don't have any businesses, our neighborhood.
But a lot of Muslims I know are black. I mean, so.
Yes, that's my point. And also, the majority of Muslims are pale Muslims. If you go to Lebanon and all those Muslim countries, most of the Muslims are pale Muslims. Now, why can they come in our towns and our cities and in our neighborhoods, open up businesses, but the brothers, the black Muslims, they got to be outside in the rain, snow, sleet, and hail selling their products, but the pale Muslims, they inside, good brother.
But is that a result of some kind of religious impropriety or something else? That's the part, the difference about them is the color. if you want to call. I think that's what you mean when you're talking about pale Muslims. Is
yeah,
that,
sure. Yeah.
Is that,
the
is
white
that,
Muslims, well, they
right.
think they
so
white
is
anyway.
That, is that an issue of white supremacy, racism, or is that an issue that squarely can be, the blame for it can be laid squarely at the feet of their faith tradition? I don't know if that's the religion that's creating that. It might be something else, Brother Raymond. That's what
I'm
saying.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because Farrakhan, I mean, where's all that money, good brother, from the Million Man Marches? He had 2 or 3 Million Man Marches, Million Man March number 2, and then the Justice or Else March. All that money that was collected, where are the businesses that he could have put that money toward to keep the black brothers out of this rain, sleet, and snow? Same with the Christian brother. You got that brother in Atlanta, $65 million Learjet, and it's only, what, about 50 million black people? Now, if they can raise $65 million for that pimp preacher, how come they can't raise $50 million to give every black man, woman, and child $1 million instead of begging these white folks for reparations that we ain't gonna get? We wouldn't even need white folks if we would get $1 million apiece. If they can raise that much money, good brother, how come they can't raise that much money for our own people? Now let me close with this. Now y'all claim that Jesus was black. Now if that's the case, Brother Bennett, then why are black people in this low-down, turmoil, bodacious condition we are in today? And if this cat had all this power, why is this white Jesus and white God overpowering y'all's black Jesus and black God? And with that said, my good brother, if this cat had all this power in his hands, when in the hell is he going to use it to help save and protect us as a people? Now, if he can raise the dead, walk on water, feed 5,000 people with two fish and some loaves of bread, then how come he couldn't stop them Gentiles from hanging him on the cross? Where's that black power, good brother? Now, I'm going to leave you with this. Jesus, and you already know, is really the Son, the S-U-N, not the S-O-N. Go look up Psalm 84:11. For the Lord thy God is a S-U-N and a shield. And you know, good brother, the sun radiates energy. All energy comes from the sun. Nothing can live without that sun. We were sun worshipers, not S-O-N worshipers. And once we get back to spirituality, good brother, that is the true essence of our character. Spirituality is the fundamental cosmic force that connects us to the sun. And the true spirit of God is nature. And anything that is natural is of nature. We are the natural, indigenous, original inhabitants on this planet. Epilogue. With that said, in closing, we must start going back to being sun worshipers instead of worshiping a deity that does not exist.
Okay.
Most people do not know, Brother Bennett, that there is black melanin called matter inside the S-U-N. And this is why we must connect with the sun and stop connecting with the stepson, because your stepson called Jesus is stepping over y'all while white folks continue to kill us with their religion, with their guns, and with their court system, which is their God. Now, if you can prove to me that God, Jesus, Muhammad, and all the rest of them existed, then I'll believe it. But until then, nobody has proven that none of these characters has existed, good brother.
Well, I tell you what, Raymond, you should read about Tacitus, and you should read about Josephus, and this is with respect to Jesus. Now, you have two people who are not sympathizers. They're not Jesus sympathizers, but they write about Jesus being alive, and they are not Christians in no kind of way, but they write about Jesus, they write about his faith, they write about what he was doing. So that is testimony to Jesus out from persons outside of the Bible. I want to say outside of the Bible, they're not connected with this faith community that Jesus started. So you do have what I would call, you know, antagonists to talk about Jesus being present. So, you know, you might want to think about that. But, Raymond, But yes, sir, I got to go, man. I got some other calls.
My brother, no problem. We all have our differences, and all I got to say, bro, we just got to come together as a people.
There
put religion in the closet, and we got to unite as one.
There
one
you go.
Spiritual being.
Thank you,
peace,
man.
To the brother.
Peace and love. Happy Easter.
Yes,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.